Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Clacker! I fucked it up, so I was going to do it again. Now stop, lying.
The way you stopped yourself looked like you were on like Judy Garland, who was at the... Stop it. Chang, Chang, stop it. I'll go again. Chang, Chang. No, one more time.
I believe in being professional.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I was clearing my face so I could do it again.
Okay.
I'm going to start the show. Christina, we're keeping that in. No, now we'll do Clacker again. Clacker! For the third time. How do I... If you're gonna...
No, start the show!
When you put on lipstick so much, I don't know if you're a mother who's watching her son cry in a pageant. In a beauty pageant, of course. That's what it looks like.
When we say pageant, it is always a beauty pageant.
Because we met on traveling... I figure we should get married when we're traveling. This makes no fucking sense. That was the most irrational thing that I've ever heard.
It was really excuse of, I want to go have a destination wedding. And then the fact when she's
and
like,
we don't have any money.
When she's like, yeah, some things are worth debt.
Oh, I lost
and
my
I was
mind.
Like, this isn't a student loan. Like when our financial advisor would tell you, student loans are good debt, which I think is bullshit. But... this is not good debt, Ashley.
Where she says, I'm completely, going into something that means the lifetime is, I'm completely fine with. It's the amount of actual, like, what is the word for this? It makes me, I have this kind of like anger friction in my head when she, that what she says just makes me so irrationally angry. And she says it with such conviction.
It's interesting. Whereas Nikki, like, it's different. She doesn't trigger me like Nikki does. Whereas, like, Nikki feels controlling.
No, that's a different thing.
Or, like, Kimberly feels controlling. I just think Ashley believes, she really believes her own bullshit. And, like, the woo-woo-ness. Of, and I think she just... she convinces herself, and so
but it's still selfish.
Do I think it's still selfish? Yes, but I think that she actually, like, you can ask like Nikki or some other people, like or like Danielle Miserable, but you're like, you can understand and see how you're actively hurting this person you're with. I don't think Ashley sees it that
she
way.
Just goes right over her head.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean that as a pass.
What's worse?
I just mean it's different. Yeah, I'm actually not putting like a value judgment. It's more kind of like, oh, okay, that's a different way of approaching. But when she said it, I went, girl, you are, I don't know what planet you're living on, but it is not planet Earth with the rest of us having taxes and bills.
She's a space cadet.
Yeah, it was totally unrealistic.
And also, somehow, even though she makes comments about having it hard, she seems extremely sheltered. And in the same way.
It's interesting, too, because, and to give her credit, she's one of the few people, or if I think maybe one of the only people from 90 Day Fiancé that actually understands that someone has to send money back to their family.
Yes and no. I disagree. But she's still seeing it as a binary, whether she understands it, but she's skeptical.
Using it as a bargaining chip to get her wedding.
Yeah. Because y'all, here's the thing, and this is what a lot, and I've seen a lot of people talking about this. The money to send back to his family is non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
That's his children.
Yeah.
If you are arguing with that at all, or saying she shouldn't do that, you're saying they shouldn't send money back to his kids.
Which she has said, she argued the fact that, which I think this is true, they both have terrible communication, and I think he doesn't want to hear her talk, just period. And so I don't think he tells her things.
I don't know if I blame him that much.
But so I don't think he tells her things.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he told her, I need to send $300 home every month for my kids. But also you go, but what planet are you both living on that if someone had children and I knew there was, I would say, so how much money do you give your kids a month?
There's also
You're not going to be working.
There's also this argument, and I want to throw this at you and see what you think. There's also this argument that people have like, well, she hasn't even met his kids. Why should she send the money?
But that's her spouse. It doesn't
exactly
matter. That's the guy she's going to marry. That's his kids.
I feel like that we're...
You haven't met them because they live in another country.
We're debating the idea that this man should or should not support his children.
Yeah, no, I think that's non-negotiable.
That's what regardless, for her to take issue with how much money she sends back gives, it'd be like if Pedro had actual children with Pedro and Chantel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be that. You'd be a horrible person if you argued with how much money you were sending back for his children.
But if you don't have the money to do it, I don't know if she has $300 a month. If you don't have it, you don't have it. And if it comes as a surprise, like if somebody told me, hey, I need to send $500 home to my kids, and I go, I don't have that.
But that's not what she's saying. Let me finish this. What she's saying is, I don't know if I have to want to compromise the way I live with, it makes me feel bad because I don't want to compromise the way I live.
Yeah,
And what she's also said is, think what activities they've done. They've done make your own candles. He sees her, what he says, I see you pay $145 for the vet. So his idea, he broke my heart when he said this. He's like, these are people who've never experienced hardship, and I can't even say anything because they won't understand.
Yeah, they won't understand. Yeah.
And these are the typical friends who say, you know, but why are you sending, you need to tell us why you're sending back money. He doesn't need to justify that.
No, I agree with him. It's none of their business of what.
I guess I feel
Kai
like
supports his kids.
This is not your typical. Oh, they're sending back money and it's skeezy. And I feel like he's maybe that's there, but Jesus, y'all need to. And there the community talk around this is weird for me because. You're objecting to the man sending money home for his children.
Well, I think it's combined with, like, that issue is very black and white.
Yeah.
But I think combined with, he has had, yes, I felt sorry for him this episode, but like I've said before, he's been shady and secretive in the past. So I think combined with, if you look at the whole picture.
I agree. He's a dick. I think he's a dick, too.
I think he is, too. But I think, honestly, I think they both don't live on, where he thinks she's a weird witch and lives on planet Warner. I think he's on some other planet as well.
I disagree. I think he is.
Or maybe he's still stuck in Ecuador.
I think he's being the most pragmatic person possible in what he's having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is very set in his ways. And I would, if he'd said some of the shit that he'd said to, if he'd said some of the shit to me that he said to her, I would have said, get your fucking ass out of my house.
I do think, though, that he is, and this, the problem is that he expects, it seems like he expects her to accept everything and he doesn't need to give an explanation for it.
That, because I agree with.
Because I'm going to say this, when he gave an explanation this episode, I don't think Ashley's a bad person. I think she gets self-involved, but because when she understood his explanation, she went, got it.
Well,
because he's never done that.
And he's from a culture where men don't explain.
Yes, so that's where I'm saying he's not living fully in reality, because he needs to accept that he is going to marry an American woman. And he expects her to, like, just not be, not act like an American woman.
Right. This is Reality Gays.
Oh, yeah, we just jumped right into it.
9 minutes. Well,
just talk about a show, first off.
Well, my non sequitur was supposed to be a comic jumping off point, but it didn't turn out to be that way.
Well, whatever. It was interesting. It was interesting. And if you think this is interesting, give the gifts to gays, to someone you hate.
I will say, yes, join us on Supercast. You can give a gift subscription. I will say, this couple, to me, is the most interesting of the entire season.
No, I like watching them, yeah.
Because it brings up discussion. There are wildly divergent ideas out there.
Mm-hmm.
And about them.
This is season 10, episode 9 of 90 Day Fiancé, part 2.
It's called...
we didn't say this first episode.
For Better or For Worse?
Name. I didn't look at the name. I knew you were.
No, sorry. To Have and to Hold.
That's easy. Think of a... Whatever. Think of a different name. Okay. We've got Smothered coming up, like, in a week, right?
No.
The
12th?
Yeah.
More than a week. But, yeah.
Smothered's coming up. We've got our y'all, this holiday, when we're on hiatus, we're going to have our Crappens holiday musical, holiday movie extravaganza.
No, don't conflate that.
It's
with
holiday,
the holiday
spectacular.
Spectacular.
I said extravaganza.
That's no, the holiday spectacular is our show. The Crappens is called the collab.
Well, yeah, the Crappens, but it's a holiday movie. It's,
I'm saying,
a holiday
you're
movie.
Conflating.
No, I said extravaganza. It's an extravaganza where our holiday thing is
that's
spectacular.
That's confusing.
I'm not confused.
That's,
are you
very
confused?
Confusing.
So with Crappens, will we be covering Ladies of the 80s? And I don't remember the rest of what it's called.
A Diva's Christmas.
A Diva's Christmas. On Lifetime.
You can.
Tell us where we can watch
you
it.
You were supposed to watch it.
It's too late now. You missed it.
You waylaid me earlier, and I could not even tell people what times to watch.
Oh, well, that's fine. I don't care.
No. But it's important
but
for me to tell people.
Well, you should have spoken up. Not my fault.
You know what? You may, it's when you're telling stories about meeting people in, you're hard to interrupt.
No,
let's say that.
Oh, I got to text Melinda back. Thank you for that.
You waylaid me completely, so I wasn't able to. I have plans, but you waylaid them.
It's not my fault.
You can watch. It's on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a cord cutter. If you didn't DVR it on the 2nd and 3rd, which is when it aired, December 2nd and 3rd, you can watch it on December 17th on Lifetime. Wow. I don't know the exact time, but just check your local listings.
And you can download, I think it's on Sling if you have Sling, or they have Philo.
But Sling is specifically...
Yeah, you have to record it on TV.
Please let me handle this.
No, Philo and then
Friendly. Spell Friendly.
And so, and actually, Ronnie texted me and said that actually the movie is streaming now on Lifetime and you can sign up for an account on Lifetime.
Yes, but that is, yes.
That's where he watched it.
So it's available on the Lifetime. It makes sense that it would be available on the Lifetime thing.
Yeah,
I was talking about two 7-day free trials.
Yes.
So Philo has a 7, Philo, not like Philo Dough. So Philo has a 7-day free trial, and also Friendler, which is Frndly.
Yeah,
they have a 7-day free trial.
That's
too.
Confusing to me. I don't get it.
But it's a 7-day free trial. That's what. That's
no. I know the like, name.
I don't know if Lifetime
is
a free trial.
I just don't understand why Friendly. Just call it Friendly.
I think people do call it that. Friendly, the app.
Why are you taking out the vowels? Does that make it hip?
I'm sure it's maybe copyright or something. Why do you have a problem? You have almost as many problems with those app names as you do with tree toppers.
Don't get me started. I think I talked about that last year, actually. Tree toppers are terrible. It's an
epidemic
in
this country.
I couldn't find
one. If you're on the intimate porch, you can see I don't have a tree topper yet.
I still need to make that company called Tree Toppers from a Bottom. And make actual tree toppers people can put
doesn't
on their tree.
Doesn't have a good ring to it.
That don't look like your kindergarten child made it with fucking paper and no lights.
And they're expensive.
And if you put a bow on top of your Christmas tree, don't talk to me.
I would not do it. I don't hate it like you do. But
you like it? You like it?
I don't love
it. You like it when someone puts a big bow on top of their tree? Look at my black honey lips and tell me you do, Sam.
I don't love it, but I think it's okay for them to choose.
Sure.
That's just me.
Sure. And I think it's fine if you, you don't need to do that. And I think it's fine for you to throw away a whole cake and not eat a piece of it.
I don't think those are the same things.
Well, I'm making a point. You have your irrational things.
Why would anyone throw away an entire cake?
They don't want it. It's given to them and they don't want to eat cake.
I'm saying that's not a real world concern.
Well, some people do.
But there's a lot of bows on trees.
They're wrong. But tree toppers, y'all, I was just messaging with two other friends about this who I didn't even bring it up. They messaged me and said,
are they above the age of 50?
Yes. And they said, no. And they said, actually, where do you get a good tree topper? It was actually our friend Liz and Sissy were talking. And we were like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
I don't try to order one from Amazon either because they're all awful.
No, I even went looking around at a Christmas market in Florence when I found one. They didn't have a tree topper there either.
maybe tree toppers aren't as big of a thing.
I don't know.
You were trying to find a gay angel before.
There should be male angels. There's male angels in the Bible.
I don't know.
And there's no male angel tree toppers. And all the women are always blonde. They have like one token blonde, one token black angel. They don't have an Asian angel.
even the black angel wearing a blonde wig.
Yes, even they. I remember we had this beautiful angel my mother had, and it was blonde. And the year my father
cheated
on a blonde and broke up our family, my mother painted that angel's hair brown and put it on our tree. And it was a beautiful angel. I enjoyed it. I'm not even that religious, and I would still put up an angel if it was a good angel.
I'm glad she didn't let that get to her that Christmas.
I am too. She coped. Anyway, I just want, and also too, the problem with some of these stars are pretty, but the way you put them on top of your tree, it's like they make it to like, hey, we're going to make this pointy star and give them this flimsy little metal thing that'll fall the fuck over and fall off their tree.
And some of them are so heavy.
I have to fucking put, to get the tree top, the star that I have, to get it to sit correctly on my tree is like a Victorian woman getting into a bustier.
Yeah.
It takes so much wire work. Pulling, you're breathing hard.
Mine, you can see how small the top of that tree is.
No, they're not. They need the top of the tree need to be. They need to
looks
like
I need,
have
I need
some
to strap it to a dildo.
Yes, they need to have some lug nuts on them or something that you can anchor your tree topper to your tree.
Maybe I'll just put a bow up there.
I'll rip the tree down. I will knock it over.
Well, at least a bow would be light.
No, I would knock it over. I don't mind. I bought half of your ornaments on that
tree. Is not true.
I bought your music ones.
You didn't buy all those.
I bought a lot of those
you
for you.
You bought
they're
like
pretty.
Two or three of them for me.
That's not true. I bought you like seven ornaments one year. They were all on sale.
Does that, should that make you feel good?
Well, yeah, because you're cheap.
That
I didn't pay full price. It's Anthropology. I got them at the end of the year.
Wow.
No, it's a very pretty tree this year. You know what? I would almost prefer. I would rather you not put a tree topper than a shitty tree
topper.
Maybe
we just, maybe we
don't have a tree
maybe
topper.
Maybe that's the movement.
Hello, everybody. This is baby girl Lisa. And I'm here to tell you, I'm taking back Christmas.
Oh, you're taking,
I'm taking back
your
Christmas.
Way.
The American way.
And we're going to raw dog.
We're going to raw dog your tree. No toppers.
No condoms. No top
condoms.
No condoms.
No toppers. Raw.
As you cough. Maybe just a
voice
big,
takes it out of me.
Maybe just a big image of me flipping off the world on the top.
I'm fine with that.
But y'all, if you can find some lightweight tree toppers that don't look god awful,
I've looked on Crate and Barrel. I've looked on CB2. I've looked at World Market. I've looked at Anthropology. I've looked at Target. I've looked at Walmart.
I'm going to the dollar store later. I'm going to hopefully find something.
That'll
there.
Be great. I'm sure that'll be great. Who knows?
Maybe. Love dollar store ornaments.
The ornaments are great.
Yeah.
Maybe. Especially Dollar Tree. They usually have.
And I will also say, give me incandescent Christmas lights instead of LED lights. Because, y'all, even though these are LEDs, they're still ugly. And
they have some now that are warm that are much better. It's still.
These are the best of them.
I just had to order some. I paid way too for some phone called like Gary's North Pole, some shit. I don't know when they're going to come, just to find some actual twinkle lights that you can turn the knob to moderate how fast you want the twinkle to be.
Oh, otherwise they gave me a seizure.
Otherwise, yes, they're fucking like, DJ just played it, it would have been nothing.
Need to turn down the ones in the in flex and slammers.
Yes. Have you seen? I reposted it. Have you seen? I think it's from Camporama. I love that Instagram account. I think you follow them too. But where they have Joan Crawford, where she Mariah Carey's I Don't Want a Lot of for Christmas.
Yeah.
Starts playing and she walks over and she lights the cigarette on the record player and lights her cigarette and then you see her at the record and she starts playing Cher's Christmas album and starts dancing. It's great. DJ play a Christmas song. It's good, except for Santa Baby. But I decided I don't like that. It's my least favorite. Yours is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I hate Rocking
Around
the Christmas
Tree.
She
just put out a Christmas video this year. Did you see it?
Brenda Lee?
Yes, because she never had
Brenda Lee still with us?
Yes. She never had a Christmas video for that song. She talked about the song was not popular until Home Alone. And suddenly.
Shut up!
It was not Home Alone. And suddenly she had this whole new career that came to her.
I feel like that song, I heard that song before Home Alone.
It wasn't popular though. It didn't blow up till after Home Alone. She said, and suddenly she said, it changed my life. And now, and so she made a video with Tanya Tucker and, I love her. Her voice is like gold. I'm blanking. Trisha Yearwood.
That's
Trisha
lovely.
Yearwood said, you need to make a music video.
I don't, you know what? It's not that I don't like Brenda Lee. I don't like the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
I don't. Where's my phone? Oh, I don't know where it is. I'd show you the video. Because she is wearing a wig.
What are you doing?
I don't know where I put my phone.
Can you? You're twitching.
Well, I'm trying to look for my phone. Oh, there it is. I got to show you her wig. Because it is. But I've decided that.
I'm glad that you're showing me things on your phone on the podcast.
I hate Santa Baby.
Because you think there are too many verses.
Too many verses.
I think it's a clever lyric.
It's
not a holiday song, though.
Yeah. It's not good. It's too long. It's not. I don't love it.
It's too, you don't like it because it's too long.
Yes. Here is.
It's like me. It's like when people get bored after you're reading Twist the Night Before Christmas because it's a really long poem.
That's not your version.
Not
though.
My version, though. We're reading that at the Holiday Spectacular.
Okay, let me see. Here you go.
Just singing. Oh my!
I was
That's some layers.
That is a wig. She is wearing a wig. It is a wig. Y'all probably can't see, but it is a wig.
That is incredible.
Anyway.
You know what? God bless her. I'm glad she's in our world.
Happy for her.
Don't love the song.
Respect it.
There's some songs I never want to hear. I've said I don't think that Mariah's All I Want for Christmas is a holiday song, but that's okay. I know people love it, and so
I don't dislike it as much this year. I think because God, Mariah Carey does all these interviews and promotes her, and God, she's a funny, shady bitch, I gotta say.
She did a Hollywood Bowl show.
Yeah, she did. So I kind of enjoy watching her interviews because she's funny.
And crazy.
Oh, with the loom.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of like just jazz Christmas, and it's like sometimes weird jazz songs.
That's what I like. Seth MacFarlane has a great Christmas album this year.
With her, what's
Lizzie,
her name?
Lizzie, what's her last name?
I don't know.
Series looking. Anyway, it's very cute nostalgia. Reminds you like an old nostalgic holiday card. But we like him. So
anyway, any more announcements?
So our holiday spectacular will be December 17th at 4 p.m.
We thought it was going to be the 10th, but I now have auditions for a very specific thing that I can talk about soon.
Which I have nothing to do with. So I'm glad not because I don't want to have anything, but it's just, I don't want to stress out.
December 17th, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And that is for it'll be live for our Smorgasbord RG+.
Yeah. And then it'll go out
patrons,
to everyone.
Everybody on the 22nd, I think
22nd
you said.
Of RG+.
On the RG+, not everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Because you got to be, I think we have said in previous years, you've got to be an RG+ member.
For any video, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there won't be an audio version.
Yep.
It's video only.
There's
it's like a Piano Cat show. Video only.
You only get half the show with the audio. We're coming up with numbers right now as we speak.
We're not.
And costumes.
We're not.
They're all in my head.
I'll just wait on it like that musical episode everyone's waiting on.
It'll happen.
I think that's it.
Was that it?
That's it.
We talked about crappins.
And that's it.
Okay.
Let's jump in.
Ashley and Manuel. So after he kind of walks out after the friends, who the husband seems really gay to me.
They're married?
They're married.
No.
They're married.
Well, but I could see Ashley being married to people that are like sexually fluid. I
feel like
that.
She's a queer woman. I see stuff. I don't think it's a big part of their story.
She has a flag on her house.
Yeah, and I maybe she's just an ally. But I do feel, and I really, and I love either, if she's a great ally, I love her support. But it's not a big thing for her, I believe. It's not a thing that she thinks she needs to talk about,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I'm glad that she hasn't been bullied or anything like that online by people doing that. Yeah. So.
Would definitely not be a sissy.
No. I do feel bad for her sometimes when she says, Manuel does seem, his favorite thing he says is mucha walla walla, you're talking too much.
Yeah.
And I do feel like he.
I'm laughing because I'm imagining someone you're dating saying that to you.
Can you imagine? They'd get halfway through and they would stop because I would immobilize their voice box. They'd never be seen again.
I mean, imagine if someone said, you're talking too much, and then they also want you to send money back for them.
Well, first of all, I'd never be with anyone with children who did be supported.
It's true. That's true.
That would be my first question. That's in the pre-date questionnaire for me.
Yes.
It's 7 pages long.
Ah. Okay.
And it has a lot of financial disclosures. That's the first date form.
Really? There's 24 appendices, Poodle? Yes. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So she... She says he's not used to being questioned, which I completely believe is true. I also think that this man has lived his life. He was married, but he's lived his life. I don't know how long he's been separated from his wife. And I have a feeling that even in that relationship, he said, my business is my business, you know?
Yeah.
And she didn't question. This is the first time, and it seems like Ashley... because she even said in the last episode, and it kind of, Kyle and I were talking about it, and it kind of floored us. She's like, and I realize this is kind of, when we're always together, we were always with other people, and this is the time when we're actually alone.
Yes.
And I went, holy fuck!
That their relationship, it's not built on sex per se, but because they fuck really good, they feel like they have a solid relationship.
Oh,
and
they've got nothing.
I just said that, and some of you just went, fuck, because we've all been there, where you're like, but we have this amazing sex. We have a good relationship. That has...
You confuse the two.
Your sex, how good your sex is has no proof of concept for the integrity of your relationship.
Yep. Communication is pretty much the most important thing.
And trust, yeah.
Yep. And they don't really have either of that.
Sex is the great sex. It's not the, it's the icing. I actually disagree. I don't think it's the icing on the cake.
I think chocolate chips in the cake.
I think it's part of the cake. That's a great analogy.
Do you like chocolate? Not the funfetti.
Oh, no. Now you're going to want cake.
I don't actually like chocolate chips and cake. I can deal with it. It's a textural thing.
It's like I don't like hard sprinkles on things.
Like don't get me started.
I've already gone on a
the way sparkles, the way sprinkles feel in my mouth,
and they're crunchy in the middle of the icing. Oh, it's horrible.
And it feels like gelatinous fat.
Magnolia does it, and I'm like,
hate
why?
It.
You have such great hate icing. It. Just take
hate
off
it.
The.
Hate it.
Now I want a cupcake.
It's texture. It's all texture for me. I'm a texture queen. So
I have heard of you straining semen just because you want it to be smooth.
Sometimes it's a little lumpy. yeah, like buttermilk.
Right in the strainer, sir. Please Right here.
I'll lap it up. No chunky semen here.
Gross. And I brought it up. I'm sorry.
Manuel does say, he's like, it's really hard. He's after he's at home watching soccer. He says, it's really hard to talk to people who've always had everything. And I'm wasting my time talking to these people because they don't understand it because they've never lived this way.
Which is not, we don't know them.
Yep.
We don't know if they've had everything. He doesn't know too. Just like, to me, it's for both of them. It's such a lack of communication because he probably thinks it's easier in a lot of ways to live in America than Ecuador for him. And also, I don't think he probably has any understanding of what it's like to be black in America.
No.
And so, that it hasn't been talked on the show, but I bet you that comes up too, and he doesn't seem to understand that. But I'm a little concerned of how do they understand.
I don't know if I could conflate the ideas of race and what he's talking about.
It's not
income.
Conflating it, but I don't mean to conflate it. I mean more of they both. How do they both understand one another when he says he doesn't want to go to therapy?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to her, and she at the same time lives on a different planet. I'm just kind of looking at this relationship going, how do y'all find middle ground?
They don't. They insult each other and
fuck it out.
The resentment that he has for her, and that's what I feel terrible because he resents her. Because he resents her for, and she takes it.
And he's resented her from, I think, day one. Yep. Even the fact that she has to support him. He doesn't like it.
No.
And not her fault.
Exactly.
But you're right. She has to. I wonder, I think what makes them interesting, I think they are a great example of a couple of two, I don't want to say good. I'm trying not to use words good and bad anymore, but because it feels useless. But two people with, I will say.
Good intentions.
Two people with good intentions who. Made a mess of it, which. Raise your hand if you've never done that. Hint, no one's raising their hand on this couch. And you shouldn't either.
Later on, he said, this was interesting. She's upset at him because he does know a way to nail her, though. Because he says,
literally
and figuratively. He says, you're asking for permission to do all these things with your money. If you want to talk to your friends, that's fine. You're going to do it anyway. Why do you need my permission?
Yeah.
Is so real.
Yeah. So she doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he keeps saying, he even says, but you're talking about, it's like you're talking about them to our life and they don't understand us. And what weirdly, he's kind of breaking the fourth wall here. This whole idea of asking Americans who don't understand any of their situation to comment on it, and he's calling out the hypocrisy of it. And we haven't had that a lot.
We haven't. We haven't had that. And it makes sense. Now, I don't think this. I think he already wasn't telling her things, but her sharing everything with everyone else is not going to make him want to say that. But the problem is I understand her point where because he's not communicating with her, she needs validation from someone. And she's trying to find it in her friends, which is the wrong place to get it from.
But I said this last week with Kyle. What I cannot get over is this talking about him right in front of him.
In the car, it was terrible.
In English, or even with the friends, too.
Yeah, but when he was in the car, that was really horrible. But it was such a desperate of, someone needs to validate. I'm not excusing it, but it was this. That's where it came from. This, I need to be validated. He's not validated.
Me.
I wanted to say, honey, you got to sit with that and you can't reach out to your, because if you're looking for a friendship to validate your relationship, that's never going
to
work.
To me, it feels like he's less than human sometimes when when you know that. Mm-hmm. That was a rough thing. That was her worst episode, was last week's.
Yeah.
This was a little better. I still feel like maybe they have a little, we ended something with a little bit of a better thing between she, because she took him to a lake, one of the Finger Lakes.
Well, she got his space where he felt safe. He talked and opened up, and like we said earlier, and she understood him. And they need to have a lot more moments like these.
Yeah. What did you think about the garbage plate? I don't want to shit on this, Rochester. All I know is I would be shitting after this. It would be instant diarrhea for me.
That sounded disgusting.
And then she drowned the whole thing with ketchup, and my stomach lurched.
It looked gross,
y'all. Like the schoolhouse rock says, don't drown your food in mayo or ketchup or goo.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Why even eat what you can't even see? Don't drown your food.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma, they didn't have that.
What an odd song to sing to children. Someone said, my child uses too much ketchup and I'm going to write a song about it.
Well, no, because children do that. Children put syrup all over you. You have to, I think that's good indoctrination. There is good and bad indoctrination.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the better things. You don't need to put shit all over food. But you do it, like, ketchup is the worst because ketchup is just sweet.
Yeah.
And when he even said, it's just so sweet. She's like, it's not sweet.
A lot of sugar in ketchup.
But it was just when she, and like, it's like, I'm sure there's a good version of a garbage plate out there. It sounded like a lot to me.
I mean, it's called garbage plate, so I feel like it's not even trying to be good.
He said, I miss good fish stew.
Mother Jebby.
That's hard to say. I miss good fish stew.
I miss good fish stew.
And ceviche, he says.
I love ceviche.
Me too. And at one point he goes, how do you eat? He's like, how do you even eat this? She's like, oh, with a fork. He's like, that's not what I'm asking.
Like literally their communication.
No, I'm asking, how do you fucking eat this? How do you not die after you eat this? There are moments where it's him just like confronting the world she lives in that are hilarious to me.
And he says that basically 60% of the time he's just on the toilet in America. And I'm sure he'll gain weight.
I'm going to say this now. They are a lock for Happily Ever After. A lock.
Yeah, I think so too.
So later on, she is looking at flights and he's like, is there anything cheaper to go to Florida? Again, this is so misguided. I don't know why. I assume she's going to think that her family will go down there with her to this destination wedding.
I don't know. And even if she related it to like, look, I know he really likes warm weather, the beach. I think he'll have a better time. But it just felt like this is just what
this
she
is my
wanted.
Dream wedding.
Yeah. I mean, because she even said it was, this is what I love about her too. She's like, I'm hashtag team too much.
She's hilarious.
Like, she said, I know I'm too much about this. I bought the dress. I I know I'm doing way too much for this, but I don't care.
I would like to watch her on the show. Not if I was in her friend circle or family circle, I would probably have to say something to her.
Oh, I, at this point in my life, I probably just sit and watch it spin.
Like he said, like I just sit and watch her. What is this? Oh,
what'd you write? Oh,
no, I just said this is what he said. What's the point of me arguing with you? You're not changing your mind. You're gonna do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're gonna do whatever.
And she's like, and there was one, she has these moments of clarity that are astounding.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and her in the moments, and then she goes right back. Like, it's almost like they intercut them to make her even look more foolish.
Oh, they're trolling her.
Yeah.
They're trolling her.
Because
she has the emotional insight, but when she's super anxious like that,
and she also can't apply it to her own situation.
Yeah.
It's
like, did you say this? You used to, I think, say this about Danielle before you really realized how miserable she was. I don't know if you still stand by this with her. But I think Ashley probably is the friend that gives pretty good advice to other friends.
I don't know if I'd say that about Ash. You know what? I think she's a good listener. And I think she would, but again, she'd talk about herself a lot too.
And she's intuitive. I mean, her job, I think she's probably intuitive for other people, but you're right.
Just not her situation.
She can't relate it to with him.
Yeah. And she says, though, she's like, I'm thinking about all the money he's sending back and what I'm missing out and how I could be living my life. And she said, I feel guilty about that. And then when we're spending any money at all, he feels guilty about trying to send stuff back to his family. And I'm thinking, I wish you could just talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't let you. Maybe he just kind of shuts down. But a lot of their communication when she tries to is when he's already in a mood where she's just says, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And she wants him to communicate that way, which literally feels like his mom. And he shuts down as soon as a woman adapts mom posture.
Mom posture. And also, but he says he doesn't want a mom, but he does in a way, subconsciously, because he needs to be babied a little bit.
He does.
Because when she takes him to the beach, and like a baby, if the baby is fed, if the baby has slept, then the baby, if the baby has pooped and peed, then the baby will be a happy baby.
Yeah.
And it's literally, that's what you've got to do with him to get him in this space.
He loves it at the Finger Lakes, though, y'all. The Finger Lakes. And he says, this is my favorite spot. I miss all of my family. I miss Ecuador.
Let's see if it's your favorite spot in February.
And he even says, life in Ecuador is hard. She's like, I know. He even says to her, what you think is cheap is a lot for me. He leveled with her. So when I ask you to send $100 to my family, it makes me feel like shit that you would rather do a group candling session, which was probably what that costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, now we're getting somewhere. And she kind of went, oh.
Well, and I think they need to have a conversation of, because she's doing those things, because I think she's doing those things because she wants to connect with him. But
why would he give a shit about candles?
But no, I'm saying they need to have a conversation of, but a couple can't just sit and look at each other every day in their living room. But
here's what I'm saying.
But I think they need to have a conversation about, what do we do to connect as a couple? Because their sex is good. And now, like she said, normally other people are around. We're by ourselves.
So right.
I can see her like, let's go do this thing. Let's go do this thing.
But that's something she wants to do.
I know. But I think her intention is a good intention. I think it's for them to connect as a couple.
Why not ask him something that he wants to do?
But he doesn't understand that. They need to have a conversation of her saying, I like to do these things to connect as a couple. What do you like to do to connect as a couple? And make a plan together. And so that way he feels like she's just not spending money on a $100 candle thing, but it's something they've talked about. And he knows this means a lot for us to build our relationship, which is important.
I totally agree. And I think that's on her to
do. But that's a very, I think it's on both of them to do. I mean, she's got to bring it up because he's not going to talk about something emotional.
Right.
But it's for him to step up and say, how do I want to connect with you?
I think.
But it's though, on, she's going to have to, but again, think, she's going to have to baby him and get
I
him
think
to talk about
he
it.
Just, she just never stops. And he thinks it's better than arguing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says he obviously feels bulldozed.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not going to change your mind.
And she's ignored.
Yeah.
And so she's going to yell louder to not be ignored. And he's going to feel more bulldozed.
Anyway, y'all, she says, I had a life before you came here. So I don't want to. And I understand how she feels like a complete ass for saying this, but she's like, I don't want to change that life too much. Part of me wants to go, you knew your life was going to 180 degree change with someone else here.
I disagree. I agree with you that it does, but not the planet she lives on. I don't think she did. I think she thought that it might be like 30% of a change. Because he would fit in. Because I think she has unrealistic expectations.
I just kind of wish, not to hurt her, but if I wish I could shake her by the shoulders enough and something would realign.
No.
Because I feel like, and I feel like the group of friends or whoever she's with, she needs a really good, strong, truth-talking Latina friend.
Well, and I think he needs a friend.
Oh, yeah.
He needs a friend who's been married and is in a relationship, not a single friend.
Yeah.
A friend who's married and in a relationship that comes from some similar type of cultural background that can, like, talk to him about this process as
well. I agree. Yep. Anyway, so they decide they're gonna send $100, which I still think is non-negotiable. I just don't know why we're talking about it. And then they'll plan the wedding, and then they're gonna send more after the wedding.
Yeah,
after they go to Florida.
Yes.
these destination night of fiance weddings are so stupid to me. They've already spent so much money.
I know.
Ugh.
And they're in a pretty part. It's in a pretty time of year. Just get married at the lake.
There's something about it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Poodles Broadway Corner. Y'all, this is a little bit, I needed to come to you with this because it's been on my heart. It kind of went around the theater world. This is not about a specific show, but it was about a breakdown that was posted on Playbill.
Okay.
And I think I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Because it was amazing to me. How do I get it? How do I take a picture?
I don't know.
Oh, is this it?
Riveting. Riveting.
Here,
thank you for stalling.
Let me make it bigger.
Thanks for completely stalling the okay, show.
Okay, here we go.
Just
leading actress and minor parts in a major new musical. It's called Undead Valley, Boston. Job details. New musical starring Aaron Lazar, Norm Lewis, Tim Howard, Doug Krieger, and introducing James Good. All the men are cast. In other words, we have auditioned over 1,500 singer actresses for our leading lady. We have auditioned unknowns, huge Broadway stars, and even movie pop stars, and not found the perfect girl who can... Love it. Who can find the place within her to open and sing from her heart and soul and hit low alto notes and high soprano notes and make the producers cry. This is an actual breakdown.
Wow.
It's not a joke. It was posted. Someone got fired. The part requires the full voice belt to be an E flat above high C and a head voice A flat above high C. I think they don't know what a high C is.
No, I don't think so. Y'all, that's like higher than Mariah Carey goes.
Yeah. In addition to the lead role, we're looking for a couple of guys and one more woman to play minor roles.
Wow.
The women would sing two parts, a child's mother, 8 measures, about 40 measures, a sadistic nurse given a shot. The men would be playing soldiers, decent amount of things, to sound good as 4 Broadway legends above. One of the soldiers' extras could be female, too, if we want to. If we don't find any more guys. I prefer the minor characters come from Boston. However, you can come from anywhere. We cannot pay travel for minor characters. He keeps saying minor characters, and it's destroying me. But if we hire you, we will give you $150 per diem on top of outside living in New England. Alicia, the leading lady, can come from anywhere on Earth, and travel will be paid. If we find her on Earth, it's been a journey.
They literally say, find her on Earth?
This is the kicker. Number one, a couple of rules. So then they set the this is our second time advertising for this show. Number one, we are not going to respond to everyone. Y'all, if you're an actress, singer, if you're female or female presenting in this industry, you'll hear this and go, this sounds exactly like I knew they all thought. And it's like, we're not going to respond to everyone. The casting department is not going to respond to anyone who even remotely sounds like they're auditioning us. In other words, if there's a halfway name we're just going to delete you. You can audition us, read the script, listen to the score if you want a Tony or ask us about the project.
Wow.
Number two, if you're auditioning for a minor part, send your normal reel of singing, or auditioning for the lead, I highly recommend you sing the song Never Enough from The Greatest Showman. If you can't sing that song and blow people away, you won't get this part. However, you are not able to prepare that in time. Maybe you're traveling from the holidays and not in your home studio. Then make sure when you submit your reel, you're singing a song with at least a high D belt, preferably an E flat or an F, and let us know the timestamp. So we can check you and then delete your entry if you don't have it. We're hoping to look at 10,000 unknown singers, and we're not going to kill our budget in auditions.
Wow.
The age of the girl is 24 in the show. I would suggest women between 21 and 35. Lastly, we're in the process of a $150 million raise.
What?
But we're not going to kill our budget on auditions. Broadway shows cost $25 million, and the most expensive ever, Spider-Man, costs $70 million. Do not waste our time. If you're not professional or make commitments you cannot keep, it will not be good for your career. If you get this part, you will become the biggest star in the world.
Wow.
As far as job end date, it's listed as the end of May. However, it's an average 4-day job after preparation for the lead. Union membership is not necessary, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they want to raise the most cash ever in history, and the salary's $500 to $1,500 per day.
Wow.
I just had to share that.
Do we know who wrote it?
No. It sounds like the head of the project.
Yeah.
Yeah, or someone involved in casting who's far up. Someone got fired.
Are some of the men still attached to it?
I know Doug Krieger and I know Tim Hauer. And so they've been very quiet. So I don't know what's happening.
What a miserable queen. Because that person was gay.
Yeah, obviously.
That is an angry gay man that wrote
obviously.
That.
You're going to become the biggest star in the world for a Broadway show that no one's ever heard of.
Wow.
Don't waste our time. Don't audition us. So if you're female or female presenting, you know this story. I love it how all the men were cast. And
yeah, easy.
I know. And I'm sure they were all offer only.
Probably.
And we can't find the perfect woman because she's not out there.
Fuck that guy.
Anyway, that's Poodle's Broadway Court. That's your daily dose of nonsense.
I want to know who wrote that. There's more to that story, I feel like.
They're gone now, I'm sure.
Well, not if he's the head of the project.
Oh, that's true.
The main producer. It sounds it sounds like something, a fake thing they would have written in Smashed.
Yeah, it does. Smash.
That's what I said.
You said Smashed.
We called it Smashed.
Did we?
Because we said you had to be smashed to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of being smashed to watch it, Rob and Sophie, who is shirtless, y'all, sometimes I think the cameras are just rolling. I think Rob definitely wanted to do push-ups shirtless.
Oh, yeah, he suggested this.
And you're right. I felt nothing.
I felt nothing. Small nipples, too. Y'all know how I feel about that.
Why were they too? I thought they were normal size.
Small to me.
I think your definition of nipples,
just like big plates,
are jellyfish.
Yeah, you can tweak them.
I think that's what you think are small nipples. I think even regular size nipples are small to you.
Maybe. It's chilly in here. I might need to get your Barbra Streisand blanket.
I'm fine.
Well, I didn't ask you how you were. I said, chilly.
It's not cold. Anyway, they are later on.
They're going bowling.
They're going bowling with Tarai and Ty. I think this is the first time we've met Ty.
Sophie says, we bowl a lot in Britain, mainly because the weather's horrible and we have to go inside.
And y'all, Tarai is the one who is definitely not on something with those big eyes.
He's like, woo. So, and yeah, they're bowling.
Because you know why, y'all? Rob loves to see her reflex jiggle. God, he just could not get worse.
That said, though, I bet if you ever went on a date bowling, I bet you wiggle your ass like a fucking peacock in front of a man. Exactly. What is that park? Yeah, what is that park?
Huntington Gardens.
Oh, up there. You can't even and then,
how did you deal with that being up there?
It wasn't Huntington Gardens as much as there's a little bit, but I think I went once. It's the LA Arboretum, which is beautiful.
The LA Arboretum too, with the peacocks.
There, y'all, you're having this beautiful serene, and then you're like
the peacocks yelling, screaming.
When I played
a jazz thing, it was like, there's no nicer witch. Then you come fly with
help! I'm in a secret park. You know you're a piece of shit when your friends come to your defense to come for your lady, and then they realize
then they hear the whole story. And
wow!
Well, first of all, this guy, Tarai, has been on Sophie's shit from the beginning about the Bumble. And he's like, so what's the deal with him? Were you like checking his phone? She's like, well, he kind of cheated again. Did you not hear the story? And he's like, but it's not right to be looking at each other's phones. And they're like, but did he tell you what you did? And he's like,
she said.
And then he tells his friends, and their friends go, wait, you were looking for ass?
She's like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, she sent him sex videos, and he sent sex videos back, and they go.
Or he talked to them. They're like, oh.
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 Oh. And I love it when Ty said, that's some big Leo energy. Which is true.
Leos can be great in a good scenario. But in a negative scenario, they can, yeah. In any sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
I dated a couple Leos.
Yeah. I mean, is there a sign you haven't dated? I don't think so. I mean,
I haven't dated a lot, just Sagittarius. Sagittari.
Sagittari. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't know.
All right.
So, they are... They're fighting with him then. They start, and then he gets super defensive. And then I just said, why are we talking about this as a group? And it just got weird. And this is...
Thank God they are, though.
This storyline is so fake.
Yes.
I think Kyle mentioned this to me. He told me, you said it. You didn't mention it to me. She had OnlyFans before this.
Oh yeah, she did. She told me that. Yeah, I thought I told you.
Thanks. No, you didn't. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing. Good, I can get my information from Kyle. Thanks. Anyway,
yes. So she had y'all.
But then weirdly, he's mad at her again by the end.
Oh,
even though.
Because he's a narcissist. He's always mad at when he is wronged. He is always upset.
Yeah, I just hate this. So then she's calling her friend Maya, and says she's like, it's been crazy, but I love it here.
I love it here. He was online cheating again, and she's like,
he online cheated on me again. He online cheated. It's one of my ASMRs that I walk around saying. Rob online cheated on me again,
and she said. She's like, well, he's trying to make it up. And her friend says, look, Do you think you should tell him you're bisexual just so, since you're upset about him lying, do you think that's the same thing?
I went, this is the perfect time for that. Because now you can actually use that with a narcissist.
It's the perfect, yeah.
Yeah. And he can't be that mad. But y'all, he's gonna be.
He's gonna be. He, you know, he's gonna be.
And they're going ring shopping. And after that, and she's like, I'm gonna tell Rob I'm bisexual. And
it triggered me a little bit just because we've come out and it's such a hard thing to do. So yeah. I have sympathy for anybody who's coming out in that process. And you tell yourself
she kind of gets sick from anxiety. Yes. And
so I feel for her.
And then he's saying something like, come on, you can tell me anything. And I'm like, no, she can't. You've shown her more than once.
she can tell you nothing because you will weaponize it against her. And when she does say, I'm bi, Rob goes, like bisexual, and you just see the color drain from his face.
Because then it's all, then.
Because what equity does he have in the relationship now?
Yeah.
He's, quote, gorgeous.
He's now, if it opens up to women.
But if she's not fully into guys, he can't give her what a woman could give her.
And he can't be the center of her world.
So in actuality, that's the worst thing for a narcissist is that they can't fulfill a need or make you think that you're satiated.
And a lot of straight men would hear that, would hear her say, I'm bisexual. She's like, oh, cool. Can I watch?
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's a lot more complicated than that. When someone's telling you, I think what this is, what I would tell Rob is, think about this, regardless if she's going to, I hate the phrase, act on something, but regardless, she's just telling you more of who she is.
Yeah.
She's just letting you in more, and you should, not should, but in time, you could accept this as just part of her. But I don't think it's going to wind up that way. He's going to take it personally.
Yeah, I think I think that combined with the whole kid thing, he's going to feel like she's just, what else is she withholding too? And also, you would go,
get away from him, Sophie.
Yeah.
He's a complete energy suck.
She did change her look. She looks much, in Melanated Way.
Much better.
Yeah, dark. She has dark hair and her skin's not so lightened and she's kind of hopefully owning her identity more.
Yeah.
Which maybe.
I said she's a good choice for the single life too. If she stays here.
If she stays here, yeah. That's next, right? Yeah, that should be next.
I think I predict single life would happen in January.
Actually, it is next. We got confirmed.
Yeah, because I think
I saw in an email.
Yeah.
Single life.
I don't know when they're going to make an announcement, but I think it's going to be soon in January.
I think, yeah, it'll
maybe as soon as the second week. So we should be hearing about it soon.
I bet. Was single life aired on TLC last time, or did they do a Discovery and then TLC?
I think it aired simultaneously.
I think it did. Oh, yeah, because we originally had it on Patreon because it was only. Yeah. No one gives a shit. Let's talk about Devin and Nick.
This throwback from season 2 or season 3 of 90 Day Fiancé.
I do enjoy watching them now, especially now that he's in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is such a throwback. Feels like old times.
It does. We're driving to Cersei. And he is.
I wonder if they're related to this town. I should tell my friend April Cersei in Long Grove about this, because there's a whole line of Cerseis. They were in Color Guard. They were so good. The Cersei family was known for being rifle throwers.
That's a common surname.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know any other Cerseis except for them. Boy, could they throw that! She was like 5'1", and she could throw that rifle up higher than anyone. She's great.
So, we're... At one point, Nick says, this isn't the America that I see.
Yeah, they don't make movies about Cersei, Arkansas. Yeah, she should have...
At one point, Devin said, most of it looks like this.
Yeah.
Said, she's right.
She should have showed him like August Osage County and said, this is what you're getting.
Yeah. They've got a y'all. They get to their house. It's very much a southern big house, like a,
it's just
a
like house every house that, in yeah, Ardmore. Yeah, no, yeah.
And we meet Caden and Taylor.
Yeah, there's going to be six people living in this house.
So this is after the Caden, Braden, genus. Both these names living in the same family.
Agreed.
Caden, Taylor, and Devin.
Agreed.
And yeah, and the kids are living there, and then I wonder. Yes, weight is a big thing in Korean culture. We've had people weigh in on this. I've talked to Korean female friends and saying, remember when we were talking about weight and things like that? They're like, oh yeah, it's all my mother ever talks about. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's something that they're willing to bring up. And for us, it's considered shameful to talk about it. And it's going to come up. I wonder how much this is brought up by producers, because I don't think these two have a lot of problems. Maybe it's not. I do find him calling her Piggy constantly to be not good at all. And it doesn't make me feel good for her.
I didn't love it, but I thought she was fine with it.
Yeah, but
she
still
never really talked. But when she said in this episode, I've tried to talk to him about it and there's no use getting anywhere.
Yeah,
it
makes me feel sad.
That made me sad. I went, then he needs to fucking stop.
Yeah, I agree. So y'all, they're kind of, she's showing him a mural that she painted, which I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, in White County.
And White, and he's like, why is that? Because it's really why. She's like, no, that's someone's name. And then he's like, but why? She's like, I don't know. It's very typical.
I don't know. And he says, was it named like because the county's a white? He's like, no, that's not the reason.
She's like, someone's name, but she didn't know it.
I bet you if you did some historical research that
I'm sure it was someone named White, but I'm sure the county's quite white.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, this is like my hometown. Yeah. This looks like Pickin, South Carolina. The way there's like old stuff, everything looks like it's the 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. We don't have a Confederate soldier though, but I liked it when
you don't.
We don't.
That's shocking.
Yeah, don't have a.
They didn't get rid of it or anything.
I don't know. I don't think we ever got one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
Greenville does, I'm sure.
I think they've got some.
Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of times, just. For remember that a lot of those Confederate monuments, you guys, were erected way after the Civil War.
Yeah.
During Jim Crow. So they didn't really have a lot to do with Reconstruction.
No.
Or memorializing the dead, the Confederate dead.
It's interesting watching his perspective. See it. It's like the time we went to London and one of our London sissies said to me, I don't get health insurance. Why do you pay for something every month that you only use once a year? And I went,
that's a good point.
That makes sense. And you see his face and he says, so this is for a Confederate. He's like, they're the ones that fought for slavery. And she's like,
she went, yeah.
And you kind of see him go, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. He also brings up COVID and Asian racism COVID. And He always, even lastly, he just says before they finish that segment, he's like, if I hate it, I guess I'm going to have to think about a plan B. I wonder how Devin seems like she would be okay going somewhere else. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know who she is or what to think about her, because she's just so
camera shy.
They have this fish fry. A good old catfish looked even better than the ones at Catfish Louie's.
Don't say that.
So they're having catfish and
the creme de la creme.
Mom says Sothar thinks they're going well. He's helping around the house. He's picking up.
And then their friend Michelle basically says, so what do South Korean people think about Americans? Well, you eat a lot of greasy food and you're fat.
And
y'all, I get it. In my family, I think everyone would have busted out laughing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there was something.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if my family, maybe, but I would have laughed.
I think he was trying to joke, but maybe it didn't come off, but they're like, oh, are you kidding? Oh. And it was just humorless, and I don't know. I don't know what to think about these people.
It seems like everybody's taking everything so seriously. They don't seem like a very jovial family.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think still would have laughed about it because there's a lot of whether or not like, because what he's saying is also true. Like as a country, we're a heavier country than other people.
Yeah.
And so I don't mean to shame anyone.
Especially some Asian countries.
Yes. Especially. So just, but even when I was in Italy, I noticed, I was like, oh
yeah,
everyone's there. Of course, everybody fucking walks everywhere, but everyone was much thinner there. So anyway, so the fact that they don't laugh at it, I understand what you're saying. The fact that they just went, oh, I was like, it's so clear to me that even with, like, I think he thought he was making a joke. Was it appropriate or not? I don't know, but. I don't know. It felt like this piggy conversation was already primed with them. That's why they weren't laughing at it.
That's why it feels like, maybe it's not, but it feels like the way we're handling it is, this is their biggest problem and we have to address it. And then he says, and dad makes the excuses like, yeah, some people are just, I hate this shit. Some people are just lazy and just, they get fast food all the time.
Yeah, I went,
like you know how I feel about the word lazy. I just it
well no
me.
But also it's completely negating the idea of obesity as a disease. I mean, we're seeing
and economic inequality.
What we're finally seeing with just the science based on like all the stuff with GLPs and stuff like that now, I'm talking about Ozempic and all that, but whether or not you agree with it or not, you can't deny the good thing coming out about this is the disease of obesity, and it has nothing to do with physical effort and all that kind of stuff.
And then Nick says, well, you do that, Devin. You tell me you get fast food every day. And culturally, this would be talked about around a Korean table.
Yeah.
And at one point, and I guess she says he doesn't understand. You still don't do that. And y'all, at this point, everyone just went, there's a turd in the pool. There's a turd in the pool. Yes. There's a turd in the pool. And at one point, he's like, oh, you're piggy, and grabs her. And I was like, oh my God, if someone ever grabbed me and did like that, I would brain them upside the head.
I actually think you would shoot kind of like that Merlin magician when he gets angry and shoots to Bermuda.
Yes.
I think you would actually turn into a rocket and just explode upwards.
I would take them with me and throw them into the ocean as well. Like Madame Mim.
Yes. You are more of a Madame Mim.
Yeah. I'd become the dragon. And anyway, and dad even says, yeah, him calling her piggy, I don't like that. So it seems like dad's going to have a conversation.
I think that's the only thing I do think something I don't love about Nick and Devin's relationship, it looks like Nick just does whatever. I think he loves her and he cares for her and he does whatever he wants in that relationship. And
I agree.
She just accepts it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's on him as much as it's on her that she doesn't know how to stand up and never stands up for herself.
Yeah, I agree.
That's okay. They'll get married. They'll have children. In 20 years, she'll resent him, like most marriages.
Yeah.
We wish them the best.
Only the best.
That's the show.
Just like Jerry and Teresa, or Gary and Teresa.
Gary and Teresa. I got to call my mother about that. She's sending me articles. Even Mama Mar watches The Golden Bachelor, y'all.
Jesus.
All right, everybody, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com to find all the good things about us going on. Follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod, and TikTok at Reality Gaze. yeah, I think we didn't have any theaters this episode. It was a good episode, but nothing theaters.
So. When the episodes have so much.
We're in the middle now.
Yeah, we're in the doldrums.
We're in the doldrums. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? Poodle Boudreau.
Yes. And if you have ever responded to someone sexually via maps. Oh, I completely forgot what I was saying. I completely must retrain my thought. I'm sorry. And someone responds, looking for ass. Never mind. I fucked it up. I fucked up two intros. I blame you. I was so smooth this week. You've ruined every rhythm I had. I blame you. Bye, everybody.